I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Welcome into the 9 o'clock hour of the High School Scoreboard Show. So glad you're with us wherever you may be listening or accessing us, be it by radio or online or on the Odyssey app. We thank you for joining us. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker, Dom Tarowski, other side of the glass. Hope you've enjoyed our show so far. We're getting to the point where we're getting to the good part. We're getting to the second half of some games. There's some big games that are going on. We've given some scores, some surprises as we go along on this Friday night. And we've been surprised with some great reports we've had from some people checking in with us in the last segment. Great to check in up at Gainesville. Well, Gainesville has a big lead over Westlake. Also down on the south side of town in Fayette County, McIntosh is entertaining Hillgrove. And Hillgrove is being rude guests. They're winning that one. And then down in Middle Georgia, tightly contested contest in one of the classic matchups in Georgia high school football with Warner Robins against Northside Warner Robins. Great stuff happening all around tonight. And now we're going to check up with some updates on some scores. And we'll remind you once again, our scores are brought to you by Frometco Scoreboards. A Frometco Scoreboard can help your school change the game. Go to FrometcoScoreboards.com.
Speaking of scores.
All right.
North Cobb, 20. East Coweta, 10, nearing halftime.
That'll be big for North Cobb.
Yeah, North Cobb lost last week to McEacher, and they're really good. But they're playing a really tough non-region schedule. East Coweta always plays a tough schedule. In the third quarter, Savannah Christian up 22-0 over Mount Perrin Christian in the third quarter, like you said. Looks like Hillgrove still 21-0 over McIntosh.
Got some games that have gone final here. Alexander.
Final.
Alexander's a winner over Cedartown, 34-31. Final score is Alexander's a winner in that game. Who else has gone final? Got another one. Kip, Atlanta, 34-31 winners over Social Circle. That is a final.
Good win for Kip.
Good win for Kip. Good win for Coach Jarvis. Therrell's a winner, 33-0 over Redan. That game is now final. South Atlanta, 7, Washington. These are yesterday's games.
That was yesterday, yeah.
My bad. Wait a minute.
That makes sense. They'd be final.
Okay, yeah, wouldn't they be final?
How about this one? This is today.
Which one?
Lowndes, 12, Central Gwinnett, nothing. Halftime. Well, I mean, you know, you think on the surface, losing 12, nothing, that's not great. But Terrence Banks, you know, a friend of the show.
Yes.
Is the coach at Central Gwinnett. And Coach Banks, I'd say nobody's ever happy to be down 12-0. But Lowndes is really good. And Central trying to build their program. So they're competing down there in Martin Stadium. You been to Martin Stadium?
Yes.
The Concrete Palace.
Yep. Yes.
That's what they call it.
Right there on the freeway.
Right there on the freeway. You can see it. A Concrete Palace. I'm 0-1 down there, too. I'm 0-1 a lot of places.
You're 0-1 down
there. I'm 0-1 down there.
Oh, my goodness. We got some other ones. Here we got Jackson County, 17-13 over Decula. That is a halftime score, the game that we're watching for. Also, let me see. Was another one. Dalton. Northwest Whitfield is up 28-21 on Dalton. Second quarter score there. Darlington and Ridgeland all tied at 14. Final score on that one. Late
second. Darlington and Ridgeland?
Yeah.
Tied at 14?
Tied at 14.
How about that?
As we got in that one. Second quarter score. They haven't gone to half yet. At least they're not showing half. Douglas County 21, Newton 14. We said earlier.
Yes, hanging in there.
Watch for it, right? We want to watch for that one. All right, Eric Slaughter has an update for us. From down at Hampton, let's check in with him. Let's see if we're there. You got us?
Did we lose Eric?
Did we lose Eric?
It was so exciting.
Let's see. We were working to get Eric back. Something happened. We were going good, and something happened there. We worked to get Eric back. Meanwhile, in the second quarter score, I have Marietta leading McEacher.
Yo!
You know, 10-9 is the second quarter score. We'll check and see if we can get an update on that one.
I got one.
Got one?
Sequoia 23, Cal 0.
Whoa.
I mean, Sequoia pouring it on Cal. Listen.
What is going on?
They won 61-0 last week against Cherokee. 23-0 so far this week. Man, who was playing defense for the Chiefs At Sequoia, my goodness. You remember those guys we saw on that Kell offense?
Yeah.
That Mooney Gibson?
Right.
And the big receiver that was tight end, that was a linebacker that's going to Tennessee. They've scored 0 points.
Man.
Sequoia must be pretty good, Sam.
It must be very good. Must be very good. See what's happening with that game. My goodness. We mentioned the North Cobb East Coweta score, that there's 13-10 second quarter score. Halftime score, North Atlanta 28-21 up on Wheeler. Got another, well, we had the Hillgrove halftime score. North Springs is taking on Woodstock tonight, 21-0. Woodstock is leading that game at halftime. Cambridge is up 14-7 on Creekview, and Etowah 29-12 now in second quarter is their leading Campbell.
Morgan County just scored to go up 21-7 on Oconee County. That's two good football teams. You know, Morgan County's really gotten better the last two or three years, so big battle over there. The game I'm keeping such an eye on, not even trying to hide it. You know, Pickens up 28-17 middle of the third quarter over Gilmer.
Okay, Gilmer's
28-17, the Dragons with the lead. 7 minutes left in the third.
Fantastic stuff. I think we just had a score by North Gwinnett in their game with Colquitt. They just got a touchdown. Keeping an eye on that.
7-7. That's a good ball game now. That's on Atlanta First News Network. We talked to Rusty Manziel early in the show. He's calling that game. 7-7. Colquitt and North Gwinnett. It's some big boy football.
It really is.
Some good offensive linemen, some good defensive linemen, some well-coached teams. It's really been a good one to watch. Haynes King just scored for Tech, if you're keeping up with that. It's 9-7 Tech with the lead over Colorado.
And
Day-Day's in the stands going wild.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Day-Day is at the game, folks. All right, let's check in with Eric again. Let's see if we can get his report. He is down at Hampton.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. High School Scoreboard Show. This is Eric Slaughter, and I am coming to you live from Hampton, Georgia at Hampton High School. We have reached a half, and at the half, the Jones County Greyhounds lead the Hornets by the score of 10-0. The Greyhounds have traveled up I-75 for the second straight week here, and this time their defense definitely has come with them as they have shut out the Hornets offense here in the first half. Their offense managed 10 points. They started with a 3-point field goal from senior place kicker Jacob Watts early in the first quarter from 33 yards away. In the second quarter, a long drive was capped off by a 3-yard touchdown run by senior running back Bruno Hicks. Hicks carried the ball the majority of the times on that drive, having scampers of 12, 15, and a 3-yard touchdown. 10-0 is your score. The Hornets started the game slow. They fumbled the opening kickoff. They will kick off the ball to Jones County to start the second half, but hopefully the Hornets can get back into this game here in front of their home crowd. For now, we'll start the third quarter. Once again, this is Eric Slaughter. Your halftime score, 10-0 here at Hampton.
All right, thanks a lot, Eric, for that update. And that's Jones County trying to get a second win. They're 1-1 so far under first-year head coach Justin Montgomery. He's following a couple of tough acts to follow. He had Mike Chastain down there and Justin Rogers. Two really good coaches that were at Jones County before he got there.
Justin Montgomery was the defensive coordinator at Carrollton the last few years. That's where he's coming from. He was Coach Joey King's right-hand man on some of these great Carrollton teams going to Jones County. A little bit different situation there, taking over after two really successful coaches, like you said. That can be a challenge.
Right.
You know, I was fortunate. Dom probably thinks I never won a game because – everybody I talk about, we got beat by, but I did win, Dom. That's why they asked me to be here. And, you know, I won some too. But, you know, I was what I would be known for in coaching was that both places I was the head coach of for a while were really, really bad before I got there. And then we were at least decent, right? So what I'm telling you is, as much as I got credit for that,
right?
To me, it's harder to do what Coach Montgomery's trying to do. Like, to me, it was harder to go where they've been good.
Right.
And you've got to make them the same or better. Like, if we had some good players, which we did at both places I was the head coach of, it was hard. Don't get me wrong. But it was doable to take the team that had been 1-9 or 0-10 every year and get them to being pretty decent. They only had one way to go, you know?
True.
But it's a challenge. That's something we just don't talk about. I mean, like, it's some of these people that get these jobs that the place is really good.
Right.
There's a lot of pressure there. There's a little less pressure on, you know, hey, this team is horrible.
Yep.
Can we at least be all right? you know. But if they're already all right,
yeah,
it's a challenge. So that's not anything on coach. I'm just saying in general,
right.
I think you're coming from Carrollton. You're trying to instill some Carrollton-like ways. There's going to be some growing pains. A lot of people forget that, you know, Coach Saban at Alabama was 7-6 his first year at Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, they lose six games the next 10 years combined hardly.
Yeah, that's something.
But they lost six the first year because it's hard to go into a place and just get good when they've already been all right.
Yeah.
It really is. And so my hat's off to them. It's a challenging game, but these are the type of games you got to win, really, if you're Jones County or Hampton.
True.
And the way games work, you know, this is why they got me on here for breaking news like this. Half the teams have to lose.
That's true.
So both teams need to win. Both teams can't win. Somebody's going to lose. And that's what makes it fun, but it's also what makes it really interesting and stressful for the guys involved.
That's true. That's true. But that's why we love it. And that's the thing that's so special about this time of year. That's why I get so excited about the game and get so excited about the high school version of the game. What third quarter score? Boy, this has to be a good one. Perry 7, Houston County nothing. Mm. You know?
That's a slobber knocker.
Boy, that's some hitting going on.
You know,
on
now a lot of, you know, those are all in the same county as Warner Robins and Northside.
Right,
those
right.
Northside and then Warner Robins, Perry and Houston County, all in Houston County.
Yep.
And now Houston County and Perry may have been some of the better teams the last few years. So that balance of power shifting a little bit down there, but all really good teams. In the third quarter,
okay,
it looks like North Paulding is pulled in a little closer. It's Harrison 22, North Paulding 17 in the third.
I'm looking at a fourth quarter score. I see Thompson and Grayson tied at 17. We talked about this game and the who's not playing for Grayson, who's out, but still how Thompson is this powerhouse that's come over from Alabama, and you still got to show up and play. And at least Grayson is playing at home, and we'll watch and see any updates on this particular game. But that's what we're showing right now.
I got South Cobb 21, Drew 7 at the half. I might want to look at South Cobb, Sam. South Cobb broke a long, long losing streak. I think last week they had lost 20-some-odd games in a row. Now they're looking at winning two in a row. So if they can finish that off, they're at the half up 21-7 over Drew.
Yeah. Rome is up 7-0 third quarter against Carrollton.
Yo.
Low-scoring game.
7-0 third quarter.
Let's watch out for that one, right?
Yeah, that's one to keep an eye on. You can tell Juju Lewis is not playing.
No.
7-0 in the third quarter.
That's not happening. East Paulding's up 14-6 on Paulding County. That is a third quarter score as well. South Forsyth 24-7 third quarter score. They're playing Riverwood. Stay with us. We got more updates running down, more scores. And as these games finish, we'll hope to check in with some coaches and have some post-game updates for you as we head for the 10 o'clock hour. You stay with us. Yep. It is the Scoreboard Show on a Friday night here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Back into the High School Scoreboard Show here in our Midtown Atlanta studios. So glad you're with us wherever you are around the area. If you're at the game, maybe your game's about to turn final. Maybe you're going to ready to head. Most of the games that started at 7:30 are now in the third quarter. Maybe some and getting into the fourth quarter.
One's final.
We got final. Which one you got?
I do have a final.
I do have a final.
In a nationally implicated game.
Yes.
I mean a big one.
Yeah.
Like so many other times. Our state of Georgia
mm-hmm.
has defeated.
Oh my goodness!
Another state.
Yes,
we have captured a victory over our friends from Alabama's longtime state champion.
Really?
And our poor old Georgia injured team from Grayson has just defeated the many time state champions from Alabama.
That is remarkable.
24-23 in overtime.
Whoa!
Grayson.
Yes.
With the win, I can talk some trash to my dad about it now.
The Rams.
I just need Pickens to finish off Gilmer, and I have a whole night of trash talk. If Auburn would slow down a little bit, You know, I just need a few more things. I'm like Steve Martin in The Jerk. You know, just I just need this and this and, you know, this. But one of them was Grayson over Thompson, 24-23. Hats off to Grayson. I know I said that very dramatic. But all joking aside, yep. That's a good win for them, Sam.
Very
good
win.
I mean, this is a state championship team for us, but for our state. But they have had a lot of adversity. And Thompson is a very good I expect Thompson to win the state championship in Alabama.
Yep.
They're that good. They probably won't lose again. That's a big win.
What does it say about Grayson and a team faced with a situation like that? Your quarterback's down. The guy you count on, he had to let you to the state championship. He's gone for the season. Thoughts about that?
It just shows a lot of toughness. You know, it shows two things. It shows that there's a lot of tough kids on Grayson's team. Because that's a big deal, you know. A week ago, and the way injuries go, the guy gets hurt last week. He probably wants to play, and so he's telling his friends he's going to be okay. It's not a season ending, but it is. And the doctor's going to tell him, like, yeah, we'll see, maybe. And then they get to Monday or Tuesday, and they're like, nah, man, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, and then he's got to tell his teammates, and then the team's all kind of down because this is their leader. You remember, you mentioned this is the guy that won him the state championship in football and basketball.
Yep, yep.
Like, this is the leader. Okay,
yep.
This is their Tom Brady, their Peyton Manning, their Pat Mahomes. He goes out. You got to go out and play.
Yep.
And I mean, yep. Gwinnett County football is tough, don't get me wrong. But we're not playing Decula and Shiloh and Central Gwinnett. We're not even playing, you know, Archer. And we're not playing – we're playing Thompson, which is like Alabama version of Buford.
Yep.
Okay. Says a lot about the coaching staff. Says a lot about the kids to go out there, stay focused. And they got down. You know, they were down 10-3 and they were down 17-10. They came back and tied it both times. Take it to overtime, 17-17. Looks like Grayson scored maybe to make it 24-17. Thompson scored, went for the win, didn't get it. Grayson for the win. Big, big win. I mean, it doesn't mean anything. They're still 0-0 in the region.
Right.
But it just shows that even with the quarterback being out. So Rusty Manziel, we had him mention that injury kind of changes 6A football. Well, it didn't change it that much. That's what them guys from Grayson are thinking. I mean, it definitely did change it. Rusty's exactly right. But Grayson tonight saying, hey, we still all right.
Yep.
We still got that G on our helmet. You know,
right.
We still got them wings and Ram helmets. Still got that G on our chest. You going to have to go play some ball, players. And so hats off to them. Santavious Bryant, I'm telling you, man, yep. A fantastic young head coach. Got
Shout
a good staff
coach.
Over there.
Yep.
They just do a really good job.
Fantastic. Fantastic to him. Now, Buford, we will mention Buford because Alejandro Mata from Buford, who was recruited by Coach Prime, just kicked a field goal for Colorado, and Georgia Tech and Colorado tied at 10. I said, what's the chances? The guy ended up out of Colorado. Kicker from Buford, and he's doing good things for him. I think he actually recruited him to Jackson State, and he went with him up.
How about that?
Yeah, out of Buford.
I mean, yeah. And I mean, what you're going to see, Sam, I mean, is all across college football. You're going to talk about college football now. All across. I'm talking about teams you ain't even heard of. Rusty mentioned a guy in Arizona. You know, I mean, you go to any game, you're going to see people representing from the state of Georgia. I mean, that's what makes high school football so great here. I've said all the time, it's not our top teams. It's actually really not. Although our top teams are good.
Yeah.
But they're not modern day. They're not some of the teams. Our best teams, the best team in Alabama, which has got half the people Georgia has, they can hang with the best team in Georgia. We saw that today. But our 100th best team is whipping most folks' 100th best team.
That's true.
And
that's
our true. Media coverage and our coaches and our whatever is going to make Georgia high school football great. And if you want to, you need some evidence of that and you think I'm just being biased, turn your TV on tomorrow and pay attention.
Yep.
Because you're going to see them in every game. People from the state of Georgia making an impact. Just really, and that comes from so many different reasons. But it's just a lot of players in our great state playing football. And it's exciting to see. It's what gets us something to do every Friday night.
Gives us something to do. Gives us a lot to do. Something that we get excited about around the areas that teams play so very well. We got Lassiter 27-0 on Northview, that score. Tiff County up 19-14 on Lee County.
That's a big one to me.
That is
I know
big.
That's a that, you know, for the Metro people, it may not care as much, but Lee County is a dominant Middle Georgia team. You know, yeah, it's an Albany area. And Tiff has kind of struggled. They've got a great program, but they struggle because so many half the teams have to lose.
Yep.
And so they're in the regions with Valdosta and Lowndes and Colquitt and whoever.
And Camden.
Camden, I mean.
Right.
Yeah, not right down the street, by the way. You know, if you know your Georgia geography,
right.
That region is massive. But that's a huge win if Tiff can finish that off. We'll have to keep an eye on that the next hour or two.
Watch on that one. Which game went final? A game that we were talking to someone that was at that one earlier. Let me see. Is it right? Mays. Yeah, Mays and Douglas. Douglas wins that game 34-0.
Oh, Douglas won.
34-0 final.
Coach Dixon will be happy. Dixon's wife worked at Douglas.
Yeah.
He wasn't even bothering looking at Mays now. He was just there for his wife.
Yeah,
but he
plays them in a couple of games.
Yeah, he might have watched a play or two. I mean, just maybe made a couple notes in his phone. But other than that, he was there to support his wife.
Isn't that something?
But congrats to Miss Dixon on the win at Douglas.
On the win at Douglas. Halftime score, Marist up 10-0 on Woodward Academy. This is always a big game as well with these two teams. And Marist got a 10-0 lead. I tell you what, if they get the ball to start the second half, Woodward Academy, they may never see the ball again. The offense, when Marist has that offense executing the way they like to do it, they just take the ball and hide it from you. So we'll see. That's what happens when you take on that team. New Manchester, and he got a 44-0 lead on Stone Mountain.
New Man?
New Manchester.
40. Yeah, you called them.
Yep.
You mentioned you really like New Manchester.
I saw them scrimmage Kale, and I'm like, you want to watch out for this team, you know? So we watch out for them. Noonan is also off to a good start this season. They got a halftime score, 35-0 up on Arabia Mountain. Noonan is off to a good start there. Yep, it's something we're watching in that
yeah.
one.
I got an update for you.
Uh-oh. You got one? What you got, Dom?
Oh, I know what he got.
What you got, Dom?
I know what he got. What you got?
Not the final score yet, but we are in the fourth quarter. The Stevenson Jaguars are up 40-0 on the Dutchtown Bulldogs.
Wow.
Dutchtown kind of struggling, you know.
He is right down.
Stevenson's having a nice year. They've done a good job.
Well, you know, last year they had a big season last year, and you want to know how they could build on that. So
in the spirit of people just, you know, throwing their bias out the window and just talking about who they want to talk about. The Dragons just scored again, 38-17.
How about that, folks?
Pickens Dragons over to Gilmer. And my man, how about this? I got something for you for real.
What you got? What you got?
My daughter Ellie, you know, obviously is a
yes!
student there. And
yes,
Ellie's friend, Tekoa yeah. McGraw is her yeah. name. She's the backup kicker. I mean, she is a stud soccer player.
Ooh.
But she's the backup kicker. They just put her, you know, we up 37-17. They put her in. She made the extra point. So,
all right now. Yeah,
38-17. Yeah. Dragons nice. With the lead in the fourth nice. Quarter. And yeah. Tekoa getting the extra point. Man.
Oh,
if Baylor would play a little better, this would be a pretty good night.
See, you just worried about Auburn, man. We're watching that. We'll watch and see what happens with Stevenson. And we keep an eye on that one. I think I'm seeing a score also down at Stockbridge. Locust Grove. We talked
Yo.
About
Yo.
Locust Grove with a lead. I'm
over
seeing.
Stockbridge?
Over Stockbridge. Hey, Locust Grove with a 14-0 lead in this game. They're still playing. They're still at it. But keep an eye out for that one. My goodness.
Locust Grove, if they win that game, Sam, all joking aside, that needs to be a situation where in all your many avenues,
yeah.
you find a way to highlight them.
Find a way
I mean, that. They really, if you go back and look at the last 7 or 8 years, I mean, it's been a struggle there. I mean, you know, maybe winning one game here and there in a season. And they're getting off to a 3-0 start if they win that and beating teams that are – I mean, they've beaten some real teams this year. I mean, this isn't – you know, sometimes when you see a team getting up into 3-0, you know, or 3-0 to start a year.
Right.
You're like, well, you know, they played the only three teams they could have beaten, and they're probably going to go 3-7. I mean, we don't say that on the air, but that does happen. Let's not lie about it.
That's true.
But Locust Grove – let me just give you, I looked this up. 2019, they won one game. 2020, they won three. But in 2021, they won 0. 22, 0. 23, 1. So 3 years, they went 1 wow. and 29.
Yikes.
Now, last year, they went 5-5. This year, they're on the verge of being 3-0. But their 3-0 would be over Ola, who went 9-1 last year.
Yep.
Pebble Brook, who is a perennial decent team in Cobb County.
Yep.
And now Stockbridge.
Well, they get by Stockbridge.
That's a serious, like,
that's,
we need an on-the-rise situation.
That's turning Henry County upside down.
Good for them.
I'm telling you.
Good for them.
If they're able to hold on and make that happen.
I love stories like that. I mean, and part of that really is because I did deal with that, right?
Yep, right.
But I just like – it's. I love talking about Grayson, too, as you could tell. I was passionate about that. But I like this, too. You know, when a team – you know, so, you know, it's not over. Stockbridge can come back and win that. But that is a surprising score to me, is it to you?
Yeah, very surprising. Yeah. Very surprising. Very surprising. North Clayton is trying to go to 3-0. They're at West Lawrence. They're on the road, and they have a 15-0 lead in that game as they continue to play. We'll keep an eye on that, see what North Clayton can do. Off to a good start this year. Some teams doing some things. Sandy Creek up 23-7 on LaGrange.
Sandy Creek's really good.
Third quarter score, yeah. Right?
LaGrange is good, too.
Yeah.
Both of those teams are really good.
They are.
But Sandy Creek is really good. I mean, like number one in the state good. Last time I saw Sandy Creek in a game, you was calling one where they had a problem in the end zone.
And hey.
You might get you another chance at that because they're probably going to be there.
Yeah.
Valdosta up 35-3 over Daugherty. But, hey, a couple of times we were bragging on beating the other states. How about Camden County 20, West Broward, Florida 6, third
okay.
quarter. Richmond Hill beats Everglades, Florida 49-0.
Beating up on these
going back to the Everglades.
Going back to the swamp. We've beaten all these, these Florida.
I hope nobody from Everglades listening because I'm sure I can't beat any of them up, Dom. I'm just talking trash that I cannot back up. But I appreciate that Richmond Hill made me look good.
We got some scores here. Jonesboro, they're in Florida. They're playing Atlantic, which is Florida, and Atlantic is leading that score 20-12. It's a third quarter score in that game. Calhoun is up on Westminster 20-3. Both teams are undefeated. That's a third quarter score. We keep an eye out for that one as well.
Yeah, Allatoona up 21-13. River Ridge up 21-13 over Allatoona in the fourth quarter. So that game coming down to the wire. Kale's gotten on the board. It's 23-6. Sequoia over Kale in the fourth quarter. Harrison got a field goal to go up 25-17 over North Paulding. Cherokee scores to pull away a little bit, 26-16 over Pope.
Got third quarter score, fourth quarter score from up 75. Ringo and playing at Heritage Catoosa. And Ringo's up 21-10. That's the fourth quarter score. Third quarter score, Lafayette over Dade County, 10-7. That's the third quarter score. Ridgeland and Darlington tied at 14. That is also a third quarter score in that game.
Yeah, Roswell's 27, Walton 14. That's the game we keep an eye on. Still a two-score game. It's only in the third quarter. But Roswell making a big game of it.
All right. Okay. All right. We're going to take a pause. And if you missed it early, we had a nice interview with Rusty Mansell. You'll hear him on the Steakhouse. Had some great thoughts about some players that he's watching, some guys who are doing good things to start the season as only he can do. That's coming up next. We're going to keep out some scores. Top of the hour, we'll be back with more. Some games will be going final. We're checking with some coaches, have some post-game wrap-ups. You stay with us. It is the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we got our guests ready. Well, you know, these are people who are on the rise that we're watching. I'm sure this guy probably has somebody in mind that he's seen that may be on the rise. And he joins us now because he's up in North Gwinnett High School. They're going to get ready to take on Colquitt County tonight. Rusty Mansell joins us. Rusty, welcome to the Scoreboard Show.
How you doing, man? How you guys doing? If I'm following the GPA, good GPA, I may need to call back next segment. Y'all want to break in there? This ain't the segment for me. It's the good GPA stuff. My goodness, that was impressive reading those off from those young men.
Well, think about it. I mean, have you seen somebody who's jumped off the page for you, somebody that maybe you weren't paying closely attention to, but all of a sudden is jumping off the page and looking good?
Well, you know, kind of the my deal is I'm always looking for the next guy, you know, and you look at a young man that's he's a freshman. I don't like to put too much on kids like that, but it certainly got my attention. That's Coach Parsons' son at Rockmart, the quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I think he threw, six touchdowns against Cedartown, first start he's ever had in his career, and faced a very good Cartersville team last week. And Coach Parsons, I talked to him, you know, a couple weeks ago. He goes, look, we're going to have our hands full there, but – you know, I talked to a lot of people in that Northwest Georgia area, and this young man, you know, he's got the early buzz, and you know, he's getting some comparisons from some of those big time guys that's been in that Northwest Georgia area. So you don't like to put too much on those younger kids. I know what kind of brings, but you also sometimes you got to say, hey, you know what, they're worthy of a mention, and And I was just looking at Rockmart on their webpage there, and you know, great graphic for a small school in Polk County. 14 players in college football right now in 8 states.
Wow.
That's great, man. Anytime you could do something like that. And Javen Watley, a kid that I loved a couple years ago, and they lost the state championship. I mean, he was there, all everything. He went to UTC, had 2 great years. I don't know if people know this. He went to portal, and Arizona snatched him up. I'm telling you right now, this guy, reading reports out there, he is killing out there. So, you know, you go from Polk County, Georgia to Tucson, Arizona, it'll be real interesting to see what he does for Arizona this season.
Yeah, Rusty, I was telling Sam in the last segment how I feel like the Corky Kale gets a ton of respect on being the thing that starts football in Georgia, and it's a big deal for the games. But talk about the impact it has on players, because my argument was it has a bigger impact on players than it even does the other things, because those first couple games of the year, there's nothing that replaces film, right? And we're getting film on good players in that Corky Kale every year.
Well, and that's another thing. And listen, you know, it takes a community commitment to play in the Corky Kale. Let's don't beat around the bush with there, but there's also value in it. And you're one of the only teams in America that's on TV. And, you know, I'll never forget sitting there watching West Forsyth play Mays High School. I didn't know who Oscar Depp was. And, you know, after like 2 touchdowns, I saw Oscar Depp catch a route and go 75 yards against Mays High School. I was like, wait a minute. I'll never forget, before I got home that night, he had an offer from Michigan. And, you know, that says a lot. Not everybody's going to have stories like that, but it's a great opportunity to play on TV. I think the history of Corky Kale, Dave Hunter Classic, everybody knows about it. Everybody tunes in. I had college coaches all that day on that Saturday going, hey, what's the schedule? You know, from out of state. And I just think it's a great opportunity to showcase, you know, your players because you're on TV. And now with this new Atlanta News First deal, I mean, it's a game changer. I mean, I don't know if I'm supposed to be talking about ratings, but what I heard last week, like, there's never been anything close to this, ever. And you know, that was just week one. And this game tonight we've got with North Gwinnett and Colquitt County, I'm telling you right now, the whole state's going to be tuned into this game. I think, from my knowledge, this is the only game in the state of Georgia high school that's on statewide TV tonight. So we'll get some eyes on this one for sure.
Who's big in this game, Rusty? Who should we be watching?
Well, I think everybody's going to tune in, obviously, for Jay Lamar, the Georgia running back commit from Moultrie. This is a guy that got down to Georgia and Miami. And he's an interesting story. And kind of came out of nowhere last year. And I remember Coach Calhoun texted me going, hey, man, we got this guy. I'm telling you, nobody knows anything about this kid. He came out late. He's a late bloomer. I don't think he played in middle school. And, I mean, he absolutely tore it up last year. And this is a guy that Georgia went after hard. I mean, they got down to Georgia and Miami. And when you're down to Miami and somebody, it gets scary. And, you know, Kirby Smart and those guys were able to get him and get him committed. And, you know, he was a little banged up against Benedictine. I think he only carried the ball like 5 times. Mm-hmm. And they kind of protected him. Then last week the game against Monroe got canceled. So that really helped him a little bit. Expect him to go tonight. So obviously we're going to tune in there. But when you look at North Gwinnett, always has players all over the place. But it really starts with Eric Godfrey's son. He's another one that probably won't mention his son much. But Jay Godfrey's the real deal. The 2027 linebacker. He and Max Brown, I think, are kind of in the same mold. You know, just talking to them kind of off the record, Ohio State and LSU are 2 teams that are probably in a really good spot for him. He plays both sides of the ball. So, you know, he's another one that everybody gets a chance to watch tonight. But, you know, 2 well-coached teams, 2 big-time programs. I'm watching Colquitt walk the field, and I'm sitting here going, I mean, how many freaking players do they have, man, every year?
Program. In Moultrie, Georgia. My goodness.
Moultrie, Georgia. Hey, you know it was a nice, crisp, warm summer down there in late July and early August. But, you know, these kids are up here like, man, we're in the fall up here. What's going on, you know? So I'm excited about this one, man. This has got a little juice to it. And, you know, statewide game tonight, so excited about it.
Yeah, I'm spending time with Rusty Bansell. And, my goodness, you hear him here on the Steakhouse with Rusty Rocks on every Friday.
Hey, we had a good one today. We did top Ice Cube songs, man. I had to get back in some old school.
Every Friday you do that, man. I always tune in and say, what's he gonna have? What's he gonna listen to on Friday? You know, you have a lot of so much fun with it. Also, you can follow him always. He is social. You can find him at Rusty Mansell _ @RustyMansell_. And of course, at Dogs HQ, at Dogs HQ. And the man has a lot of information for you, so you want to make sure and check him out and follow him because there's so much that's happening. Who else are you watching right now? We got some teams. We talked about Grayson earlier and losing their quarterback.
Man.
A tough blow, right?
It's tough. And the first thing that came to my mind was that's a game changer in the 6A bracket. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, because Grayson can win that thing still. But when you lose a dynamic high school player, you know, he's a power forward player. And I'm telling you, he grew on me. He kept getting better. And then seeing him at the Corky Kell luncheon, I was like, man, this kid is legit 6'4". Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that's a real question, and I think it is what it is. But Grayson's certainly super loaded. I don't know 100%, but I think Tyler Axon's playing tonight. He's been banged up a little bit. Sounds like he's coming back, so that'd be a big deal to get him back. But interested to see. I think one of the games that's kind of got my attention tonight would be Prince Avenue and Blessed Trinity. Mm-hmm. You know, that game came down to the wire last year. Blessed Trinity beat Prince Avenue right at the last minute, of the last game, scored late in the game. You look at that game. That's going to be a very interesting game. You know, two teams that got a lot of players. Andrew Beard. You start talking about DJ Jacobs, who's probably one of the top five players in the country in the next class. Dad David Jacobs played at Georgia, so mm-hmm. there's a lot of interest around the state. I was pulling in today, going, man, this needs to put the brakes. We're in week three now. Mm-hmm. Like we need to put the brakes on this thing, and we'll be here before we know it. But now the games, you know, you work tomorrow. On college football, we're going to see a lot of mistakes. You're going to see special teams mistakes. You're going to see, you know, silly penalties that's going to drive coaches nuts. We're in week three in high school. A lot of those things have been worked out. We're going to start seeing a lot cleaner game. You're going to kind of know who you can depend on, where you are health-wise. Is this freshman playing? Can this sophomore play? So I expect the level of play tonight to be probably about mid-season form between two teams like this when you start talking about these two coaches.
Yeah, I think so too, Rusty. It's exciting. We start early. You know, we get to see good football middle of the year. I'm excited about Kel and Sequoia, Rusty. I love both those teams.
Ooh, I saw Kel. No, listen, we could talk another 2 hours on that 4A bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Because you started talking about Cartersville, mm-hmm. Kel, Creekside, and all that bunch. I mean, that bracket right there, I immediately got to looking like, wait a minute, who's going to play down the line? But Kale defensively, I know they got a lot of star power on offense, but I'm telling you, defensively, I was very impressed. You're talking about running to the football and will strike you. Mm-hmm. And Sequoia, you know, they're a team with Will Rejecki, a lot of guys. Maddox Waller, kids committed to Sanford. I like him a lot at tight end. They got a lot back. You know, they are a downhill physical mm-hmm. football team. That's going to be what I call one of those soccer sign-up games, because after that game, going to be a lot of moms signing their kids up for soccer. You know what I mean? There's going to be a lot of mamas in the stand. Mm-hmm. I don't want my baby doing that no more. But I'm telling you, that is a grown man football game.
We all watched the game with Kel and Corky Kel, Dave Hunter Classic, and my guy Sam on the Rise that has offers but maybe get more, Michael Dominick.
Okay.
Yep. I was very impressed with mm-hmm. Michael Dominick, yes. A guy that
number
is
number one, right?
Charlotte. Yeah, yep. Number yep. one. He's going to Charlotte yep. right now. He's committed
yep.
to Charlotte.
Yep.
But I mean, I really liked him.
He's old school.
Yeah.
He's old school.
He had a neck roll, too, Rusty.
He had a neck roll. He had a neck roll.
Listen. He, if he had a bike helmet, I'd go ahead and give him a fifth star. you know, when you those are the type of kids, and I'm not putting this on this kid, but those are the type of guys that 4 years from now, you look at the draft and go, he came from mm-hmm. where?
Yeah.
He was at where? You know what I mean? Because there's kids every year, and I do this every single day for a living. My job is to know what is going on in high school football, and it never fails. I get to the NFL draft, and I go, who is that guy? He mm-hmm. came from where? And he was a four-rounder?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it happens every year with people like that. And, you know, those guys like that. You take Adrian Maddox, a kid that might start at Georgia tomorrow. He was a defensive back at Heritage High School in Conyers. He goes to Alabama State, plays 2 years there, transfers to UAB, has a great year at UAB. Now this guy transfers up to Georgia. He's got a great opportunity to be – it could be Adrian Maddox starting right beside KJ Bolden. So you take a five-star kid that everybody knew everything about and the entire world's in ninth grade. And you take Adrian Maddox, who probably didn't even get a letter until December of his senior year, and they're mm-hmm. both end up in the same place. And that's what's great right now about the portal. You know, everybody talks about that, but that they don't talk about that side of it. This mm-hmm. young man got the opportunity to change his life this year.
Absolutely, absolutely. Rusty, we appreciate you spending some time. I know you got to get to your production meeting in a little while because you're going to be on. You got the big one tonight. You got Colquitt County and North Gwinnett. Looking forward to you guys having a great call. We'll be watching you back here in the studio.
Yeah, man. Y'all.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.